Star 88.3, this is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana talking to a dear friend of mine. We've been talking about this for a long time. Actually, quite a few events we've been doing together with LifeBridge. It is Pastor Bill Campbell and a dear friend of mine. Pastor Bill, always love connecting with you. So here we are talking about your blessing of the bikes again. How long have you been doing this?
You know, we've been doing the Blessing of the Bikes. I think this is our fifth year. And prior to that, we did what we call Cross and Dagger, big event around motorcycles. More than a decade, we've been involved in this kind of ministry.
It's great. I have to ask you, for some people to say, well, that's kind of an odd ministry for a church, isn't it? Why do you do this?
Well, you know, Jesus went to where people were, and he wanted to reach people where they would find some place that they would relax. A lot of people ride motorcycles, all different backgrounds of people, and a lot of people need Jesus that ride motorcycles. So it's a great opportunity to have outreach into our community and world.
We know there's a lot of believers that ride bikes too. We get that. But this
Absolutely.
Is an opportunity for you to reach out to a crowd that maybe don't feel comfortable in another setting. Maybe they're just kind of tiptoeing into what gospel is all about and what Jesus is all about. What have you noticed by doing this outreach over the years?
Well, you know, it's been very interesting. I've found that what happens is that some of the people who've come when we've done these events haven't even realized they were coming to a church. But it's just interesting. They have an automatic respect for God that they show. And even if they're folks who live pretty rough, you know, we've had folks that are part of the Outlaws, Hell's Angels, both of those groups, we had them participate in our events, and yet they just are so open, and it's just given us great opportunity to reach them. We've also got folks that are believers that want to come every year for us to pray over their bike for riding season, and have had wonderful stories. One woman contacted us a few weeks later and had been out riding and hit a deer, and she really believes it's because we had prayed over her that she wasn't injured. And that it wasn't a serious accident. So we have folks who really believe in the power of prayer and want us to pray over them every year.
Well, and it's a fun thing to do. And thank you for inviting me to get to pray with you over those bikes.
Absolutely.
It's always special. You got prayer teams. You have like two groups. Talk about what that looks like. You line them up and how does that work?
Yeah, basically when we do the actual blessing of the bike, we have the bikes form two different lines and they just start coming through. Prayer is a big thing for us at LifeBridge. We really believe it's not just a ritual, it's a reality.
Amen.
And so we have prayer teams. Usually we have anywhere from 6 to 8 people that gather around each bike as it comes up and just pray over the rider, over their bike, and for God to protect them and give them a great riding season.
Yes.
And it's just a wonderful experience getting to be a part of that.
It really is. They ride up and we gather around them and then they just ride off and then the next ones come up.
Yep.
So it's kind of like an assembly line, but it's very cool. Now, I know we don't have a lot of time left, but the dates, your location, and what's happening that day?
Absolutely. It's Saturday, May 18th. At 11:30 will be the actual blessing of the bike. We actually will also start at 10 o'clock with free hot breakfast. I mean a full breakfast.
Wow.
And people are welcome to come to that. And we'll have door prize drawings. They can bring canned goods for the VA pantry as they come in that day. And then there will actually be a ride that Christian Motorcycle Association, CMA, will be leading that'll immediately follow the blessing. So it's a full day. We're at 12719 Corbin Road, and it'll be right at the church. You can't miss it. We're right where Corbin Road and Carroll Road come together. The church is right on that intersection.
Easy enough. Pastor Bill, love you, brother. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Melissa. Love what you and 88.3 are and do in our community. You're a blessing.
We appreciate you and always love your support. And I'll say this, anything you need to know about the blessing of the bikes in that day, it's on my Conversations link right now. You can check it out at star883.com.